glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When it's time to praise, it ain't time to be worried. It ain't time for you to be all frustrated. You got to break through some stuff. Sometimes you got to shake that off. Shake that serpent off. He done bit you, but shake him off. Shake him off in your praise till your spirit rises up again, till your spirit gets buoyant again, till you know you got victory again, till you know the devil is a lie again, till you know that Jesus reigns forever again. Hallelujah. You have that ability. You have that anointing. You have that relationship. You don't have a relationship that says you win some and you lose some. Bible tells me, thanks be unto God, who always, somebody say always, always, always causes us to triumph. You will always win if you don't give in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He already paid the price. He has redeemed us. Somebody shout, I'm redeemed. Adam sold us to the pawn shop for a cheap piece of fruit. Sold us. We were a lot worth a whole lot more than that piece of fruit. But he sold us. Took 42 generations. God said, I'm going to redeem them back. I'm going to pay a price to get them back. Hello? Jesus came when he rose from the dead. He went down, he descended. And he told the devil, all right, the price has been paid. Come on, somebody say, in full. Jesus paid it all by himself. Amen. You know, like I don't know if you've ever pawned anything, but you know, you say you pawn it. And you know, you get the money now, you're going to get it. Okay, you had to, they gave you something for it. It wasn't really what it's worth, just a little something that you needed. So now you got the money to pay for it to get it back. It's just like Jesus went to the pawnbroker, paid the price. That's what we call redemption. He's getting something back that belonged to him. You know, if somebody steals something from you, God forbid. You know it has some value. You can go to some of these pawn shops. You know, that's it right there. Where'd they go? They went and pawned it. That's like the devil. He stole something and pawned you. Well, I'm here to tell you, King Jesus on Calvary said, it is finished. The price has been paid. Listen, we've been bought with a price. He redeemed us. We are free now. Come on, tell somebody, I'm free now. I'm free to praise. I'm free to worship. I'm free to give. I'm free to love. I'm free to have joy. I'm free. 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 Hallelujah. No man can judge me. I don't even judge myself. God is the judge. I'm gonna throw a curve at some of y'all. Do you realize today the Lord loves you just as much as he loves Jesus? Mm-hmm. Oh, help us, Lord. When he sees you through Jesus. He don't see you how sometimes you see yourself or how other people see you. He sees you differently. And if you just get in the mindset of learning how to rest in him, stop living under condemnation, guilt. You know, I grappled a number of years of my life with false guilt. What came against me was so strong, but was so wrong. I wasn't guilty of anything, but it came against me, and it was so strong that I kind of accepted it. And I would have to remind myself, oh, that ain't you. You had nothing to do with that. But it was a false sense of guilt because you're concerned with what people think. You know, well, yeah, I know they're thinking this. So. False, but it was no truth to it at all. God has come to set you free from your false guilt. Stuff your parents told you growing up. Your peers told you growing up. Stuff you suffered growing up that has tried to define you. God said, I'll deliver you from that. Come on, I come to free you from that. Anything having to do with your past, God says, I free you from that. You live in the present, and your future is bright. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise. Come on, to the King. To the King. Come on, to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. You must live in a dimension like we confess the word every opportunity we get. I enter the sanctuary with a pure heart, in one accord with my brothers and sisters. I walk in forgiveness. Not only do I forgive, I walk in having been forgiven. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. Come on, look at someone, tell them, God's forgiven you. You have been adopted into the beloved. God has forgiven you. He's not holding anything against you. You are free, my son, my daughter. You are free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And don't be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Don't be entangled again with religious thinking. Don't be entangled again with false guilt. Don't be entangled again with low self-esteem, wrong self-image. You have been forgiven. You belong to the King. Look at somebody, tell him, God is pleased with you. Right now, he is pleased with you. God is not mad with you. He's not angry at you. He's not after you. Not after you to do you harm. My God, my God, my God. Or someone shared this vision with me. They saw this crowd of people that was a mob, and they were shouting and screaming, and it was in ancient times. And as they looked, the crowd split, and when the crowd split, they saw Jesus on his knees, borne by the weight of the cross, bloody crown of thorns, beaten horribly on his knees, and he looked up and made eye contact with him. And he said these words. He said, "This is for you." And then the crowd came together again. He paid the price. Paid in full. We had a debt we couldn't pay. He paid a debt he didn't owe. We're clear, we're clean, we're free. Start to live like that. Start to think like that. Start to believe like that. Start to govern your life like that. We are free indeed. Free in Christ Jesus. Free to love. I have no hang-ups. Amen. Free to learn. The Holy Ghost will teach you. Free to give. He is our Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress." I think it's Psalm 34 or 37. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give the King of Kings praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Magnify His name. Hallelujah.
We have come to the close of part two of our series entitled "The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am, Positioned for His Presence." Psalm 16:11 states, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Being in the presence of God brings prosperity and healing. A benefit of living in His presence is that you will experience a victorious life. In 1 Kings chapter 4, the Queen of Sheba came to Solomon to see, and all that she saw caused her to faint.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.